This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 9:11 and it's time for the text. Well, let's hear what people had to say, Vinny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's always here for you. Feel free to text us anytime. Or Jane, for that matter. She loves to get texts, too.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, here's some of the stuff you guys said. 925. I wonder, do you think, well, I guess we'll never know what Jane did, huh? She, did she dress up? Did she go out?
I don't know. I didn't see on Instagram.
Yeah, I didn't see much either. I guess probably not. I mean, no one really got to do much.
That's true. Although she's such a, it is her holiday. So.
That's what I was. What I was thinking when I said that is, for someone who loves this so very much, you'd think that there would have been big displays of public joy, and it doesn't seem to have been the case. As I follow her on at Jane Picks,
she put up her trip down at the Haunted Mansion. You know, she goes to Disneyland all the time.
Yes, I do.
So that's up there, like a flashback to that. I'm looking at her stories, and it really just looks like she put up some more black and white pictures. It's very Jane.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not particularly Halloween-y.
Right. All right. Well, anyway.
Well, she says saying goodbye to Halloween.
Right.
And it's is it Morticia Adams?
Yes. Morticia.
I think that's who that is.
From the Adams family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. 925 says, I'm fostering a senior dog for them right now.
Oh.
Them being Lily's
Legacy Large
in
dog
Petaluma
Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. And we wanted to shout them out because I thought that story was just great.
It's Jane. She says,
oh, she's talking to you?
Did dress up, didn't go out. Morticia all day.
Oh, boy.
Now we know. Thank you, Jane.
Actually, Mallrat Lady had three nipples, they say. And then someone else says, the three-boob lady in Mallrats was a fortune teller at a crappy strip mall, and it was Priscilla Barnes, who was also Terry on Three's Company. That's what I remember. I remember it being a three-boob lady, and I remember being one of the ladies from Three's Company.
For sure, three full boobs. I don't remember, did not remember that she was on Three's Company, and she was a fortune teller. Because I don't think that the person in Total Recall, I think I had mixed up the three boobs from the one with the fortune telling from the other, but three boobs was the common denominator there. Oh, yeah.
Knock on our door. Not now during COVID, though.
Yeah, right. Please don't.
Yeah. Stay away.
Just, yell from the car. Just honk and I'll stick my head out.
A lot of people wrote in about the three boobs. It's nice to talk about stuff that isn't anything.
Nobody really has three boobs, but, they actually kind of fit. There's that one shot from Total Recall that is just, it's fantabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams, this is from 707, dreams that you can control are called lucid dreams, and you are asleep, but you don't get enough actual rest. I have lucid dreams all the time, and when my alarm goes off, I am still deprived of real REM sleep.
Mm.
It sucks.
But still, you can do anything and be a superhero. It's like you have a whole other life.
Yeah,
real,
I remember... I remember a friend telling me that he realizes he's in a dream and he flies. He can launch and fully fly. And I'm jealous of that. But it does also sound like that person's not getting the sleep they need. So I'm not jealous of that.
No, I want all my sleep that I can get
as much as I can.
And if I'm asleep, I want to be resting, not being a superhero.
Right. Doctors are not the smartest among us, says 707. My sister graduated top of her class, and I still think she's my stupid sister. Wow. Crunch.
Well, it is weird how you can be so good at and so smart at one thing and just so stupid when it comes to, like, common sense stuff. Like, of course there's a genie in a bottle. Why wouldn't there be? Just because I'm a doctor doesn't mean I don't believe in magic. Come on. Does seem like a weird crossover, magic and science.
A lot of people wrote in about Lily's. Lily's is a beautiful place. The dogs are very well cared for. Another one. Lily's legacy is amazing. I volunteered there, and there are no words for the work that's being done there. Big heart emoji. 707 says, Petaluma loves you guys, too.
Oh, thanks, Luma. My brother was working up there when he lived out here, and so we would go up all the time. And it's just, that is, what a little town. I love Luma. It's a good place to be.
Lily's also has a great Facebook page. Oh. Lily's Legacy Senior Dog Sanctuary.
Yeah, that's killer. I'm following him on Instagram as well, and that's something I want to make a donation to. I don't know if they take them.
I'm sure they do.
So we'll see. I'll let you know if I can find out how to do that. To be fair, Vin, there's a whole lot more sensitivities that we know about these days when it comes to kids that back in the day people just assumed was nothing. Yeah, I do know that we've gotten better at diagnosing things for sure. I also still think that there's just more of it than there used to be. And I'm not talking from science. I'm just talking about my neighborhood. It seems like all the kids around us they all got something. So, and I didn't feel like that as a young person, but I also was pretty eyes on my own paper. So maybe I just wasn't paying attention to the kids around me.
The only thing I remember from my childhood is like bee and peanut allergies.
I don't even remember peanut.
I remember peanut. I think I knew one kid who, like, it was like scary. Like the teachers told us about it. We were like, oh my God. And like, you know, you can't get near this kid with peanuts.
Right. No, now it seems that, and we've heard the stories where people, actual schools, you can't have any, don't bring peanut butter sandwiches to school because.
Yeah. They can't get it on them.
If the kid
gets
anywhere near it, it could kill him. And you're, yep. Whoa. All right. Yikes. Hey, S&V, says 925. My shelter-in-place situation is gnarly. Boyfriend and I broke up in February, and 3 weeks later, we had to shelter in place. Trapped in the house with him since the beginning.
Oh, my God. So they shared a place? They'd broken up and hadn't moved out?
Dang. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to move. That takes a minute.
Sure does.
And I don't know if this has made them... You know, one of the things that I'd like to think happens in that situation is you find a way to coexist peacefully. But also humans can be downright horrible to each other, and maybe they've been fighting ever since. I don't know.
Well,
I hope that they are somehow going to walk away from this when they get a new place and be like, it didn't work out. Oh, well.
Oh, well. And, good luck to you. Best wishes. Kindest regards.
Or someone's, you know, Googling voodoo dolls as we speak and trying to get back
and
at
collecting your hair samples.
Right. let me see this. 415. Regarding everyone having health issues, I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but I'm pretty sure it's the pesticide residue left on our food. You know what? I would probably say that, yeah, pesticide can't be good for us, but I also have been eating organic from Whole Foods forever, and so has my daughter. She was raised on it. So maybe it's that, but I don't know if it's that. I've always eaten at Whole Foods.
Yeah, I
I've kind of grown snobby about it. Like, yeah, I want my at the very least, I want
good stuff, right?
You know, the butcher, the meat we eat to be from there, but mostly all of it is. And another one. It's not the kids, Vinny. It's the GMO foods and the high yield crops we eat in this country. All right. I'm not okay with it, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. YouTube should not count, says 415, as a sale because unlike streaming services that you have to pay a subscription monthly fee, YouTube is free. Yeah, that was it was weird because I talked to, I question everybody that I know, basically, but one of my friends going way back was like, yeah, my son, he just right clicks and saves all these YouTube videos, and that's his music collection.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was basically stealing music, just not the, whoa, what is that called?
Napster
way.
Right.
So he's taking music just differently.
Yeah, I don't know how they count that. I know that because you don't pay for YouTube, they do still advertise on anything that's getting enough views. So they make money, and they must, and people make money off YouTube. Like there are YouTube personalities who are making money. So that's got to be
Blippi.
Where the Blippi, for God's
Holmes,
sake.
I watched Blippi over the weekend. That was one of the things I did. I was like, oh my God,
it's
Bryn
so
lives
dumb.
In this world. I knew nothing about it.
It is, well, you know, it's for kids, Sarah. It's not for you.
Actually, you know what? My oldest kid goes, what's wrong with his voice? And I don't know, honey. I'm just trying to watch.
What does his voice sound like?
He's just, it's just super high pitched.
It's a put on.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think kids and dogs love higher voices, I guess. Higher pitched voices. It's just, I guess, more enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Exactly like that.
I have Bruce Springsteen's letter to UCD in my hand right now, says 925.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
510 says Jeff Conaway was Kanicki.
Kanicki. That's
and
right.
Jeff Conaway was the guy who we were talking about had
right.
horrible health problems due to his drug addiction. And ultimately, it killed him, which is what it does. Hmm. 408 says, Texas listener here in Denton, Sarah.
Oh.
Catching up on last week's podcast, Bryn is on fire with the sound effects. Love you guys.
Oh, yeah, you had a good day today. You're really funny today, Brynny.
Oh, thanks.
408 says, Aneurysm Wednesday kept alive to donate her organs.
And then they pulled the plug yesterday.
Young lady from American Idol, and I don't know her name.
Nikki. I don't have her name in front of me.
Man, where is it?
Nikki Kanicki.
McGibbon.
Yeah, there it is.
Something like that. Jeff Conaway, taxi and grease guy that died from drug alcohol issues. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got it. Oh, my God. The echo is painful. Sounds like listening to two radios simultaneously.
What?
That's them, right?
Oh, for sure. User
that's
error.
Operator error. Sorry.
Yeah, you need
that.
To quit that app and open it back up.
Yeah, restart it. Give it a shot.
Nikki was on life support for 4 days after the aneurysm, per the New York Times, says... Oh, darn, what was that? 925. 408 says, why can't Alex Van Halen say something? The band is in his name. Alex Van Halen never says anything, does he?
I can honestly say I'm not sure I've ever heard a quote from him.
No.
He talks through his drums.
Yeah, he's not someone that I've never heard him step
I'm
out
I'm sure he's
all.
Been interviewed, right? He,
I don't
right?
know. I do not know. David Lee Roth opened for Kiss at Oakland, and he was so great. This sucks. His new song apparently is not good.
Yeah, it's not that good. It's not him at all. It's just some bad singer singing a bad song. And then, you know, with no attitude. And it actually sounds more like just a demo they threw together to get the song down.
You know what, though? You know what? I think some of that is him. He does, like, Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now, and some of the joke songs they do, that's David Lee. I don't think that was
Van
Halen.
Yeah, but softening up his voice. Like, he's very, you know what I mean? Like, that particular song, it just sounded like a scratch track that someone was laying down for, like, it was la 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 la. Like, so not attitude David Lee Roth style. But whatever. What do I know? I don't know anything. I'm sure it's. Over the rainbow bar and grill. Like, that's just not what he would do.
Well, it's acoustic, too, right?
It does sound like it, right?
Yeah, that's an acoustic.
I wonder if he's plugging some restaurant.
Or about to start, or about to launch a restaurant.
Yeah, look out for the David Lee Roth Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Right. I've started, 408 says, I have started exercising more and baking fancy cakes as a way to take my mind off the election. Still worried about it, though.
Yep. Those will balance out, huh?
Hard to not be. Yeah, I know,
usually
right?
Usually that doesn't
gonna,
balance out.
You're going to eat cake. You got to
cake wins that war.
The cake wins.
The cake wins. Yes, the cake wins.
I love the time change. I'm so glad it never passed when it went on the ballot. Winter wouldn't be the same without the darkness. Hello, darkness, my old friend. It's time to play with you again. says 510, dark until 9 a.m. would suck. Let's just stay on standard time. We're heading into winter, normal part of life. All right, take it easy. Everyone's always cranky about the time change, and then it
and
just
then we forget
poof.
About it.
Yep. Right.
Whatevs.
Kiss.
Who even kiss?
Right. What's that? Oh, we're almost out of time. Anyway.
The hell.
Oh, common sense is not that common, says 415. Someone keeps, we've got a bunch of people who wrote in, check out wool dryer balls instead of Bounce. Google it. Non-toxic and they work for static.
There.
All right.
Thanks.
Get that out there.
I like the way Bounce smells.
By the way, there are some Alex Van Halen interviews that I found.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure he must have, but he's still not like a very outspoken dude. You just don't.
His answer is every question. Yes, I don't know.
It's kind of, you know, he's talking about his dad and they started the band. It's pretty cool.
Of course, he's a fully formed person.
Well,
you know,
you
a human
know.
Being that no one cares about, so no one knows what he says.
Oh, care.
What is that?
Okay, and on that note, bye-bye.
I'll see you in a minute.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening today. We really appreciate you taking the time to turn us on, and we're all turned on.
Listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
I just got, I went to my Instagram during the break, and I had a note, or what do they call those?
A DM.
Someone slid into my DMs, everyone.
Hi.
All right.
And it was
Nora Jones.
Lily's Legacy.
Oh.
Hi, Vinny. Thank you for following. With a heart emoji, been a longtime listener for many years.
Oh, super cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I'm in the process of writing back. Hi, we did a wonderful story about you guys this morning. I love you. And then I'm going to ask about donations. And if I can find out how to donate, I will tell you guys tomorrow.
Fantastic.
And that way others can do the same.
We have a campaign going. I think I'll post that to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right. Great.
Cool.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. I like
it. There it is. Go check our Facebook page. It turns out that we all jumped on the Luma story. Lily's Legacy out of Luma.
Really neat.
Yeah, it is. It's really
anyway,
nice.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt. You were saying we're getting out of here, right?
Nope, I was saying goodbye. That is all. So
everybody, you have wonderful days. Enjoy yourselves. Yes, the election is tomorrow. Let's all
try to think about that.
Breathe our way through it.
But vote if you haven't already, for God's sake.
Right.
If you haven't gotten that message yet, for God's sake. Did you see the DM I slid into your DMs this weekend?
You slid into my DMs.
I did. I messaged you. I sent you a message on a...
Oh, did I have to look at something?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see it. No.
No, that one thing.
I'm not sure.
With the bend over, pull apart?
What?
Oh, I did see that. Yes.
Yeah, I knew it. Yes. I'm like, you hearted it.
No, I did see that. You're right. No,
it was a message to vote.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but you know what? There was a sticker covering the important parts. So,
it was super, super imaginative. You know what? I'll send it to you right now. Bring it to you. So I'm jealous, for God's sake.
I am jealous.
All right, I'll send it to you. It's the one girl who's doing the pull-ups with the I voted sticker over her nipples.
Oh, right.
There's a whole other thing.
Yeah, there's another view.
Yeah. All right, you guys, let's get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Keep it on Alice all day.
Thank you.
Sayonara.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.